This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, May 17th. Well, cattle markets last week had an interesting week. We saw some pressure coming into the market, especially for live cattle on Thursday, which had a pretty swift sell-off. Feeder cattle also were drug lower on Thursday, but they managed to bounce fairly well and then basically have just gone sideways since. Friday, the market was pretty flat, pretty quiet, but unable to really recover much of that big sell-off from Thursday on the live cattle. Feeders, because they bounced off of those lows from Thursday, they basically closed near unchanged and spent Friday basically trading an inside day. So they haven't really given up that much of their gains. But I will say that both lives and feeders, the little spike high that we got on Thursday is looking like it could turn out to be more of a significant resistance. For feeders, that got right up into some previous swing lows and swing highs, and there once again we failed at that price level. For live cattle, the markets just weren't able to recover much. We started to break down, so the highs that were put in last week on Wednesday probably are going to turn out to be longer term highs as well. Because the market sold off so quickly, looks like we'll get a bounce a little bit, but I think the damage has been done and the tide has turned, at least for live cattle. And with feeders, we might be able to get up and test those Thursday highs, but my guess is that it will turn the market south again and we'll head back down into the summer and kind of establish some longer term lows. In the cash trade, we were fairly quiet, a little bit more firm. We're trading around 120 on the Fed trade, which is up one from the previous week. Dress trade early in the week around 191. We settled on Friday at 190. That was up one. The box beef, some interesting dynamics going on there. The choice was up 16 on Friday at 317. Select was down 272 at 293. So we're seeing the spread really start to widen out quickly. We're up 288 just on Friday. We're at 2375. So the spread alone picked up $8 on the week. So interesting to see that the choice really starting to rebound here. But getting back to box beef and the cash price, it's really the same old story. The box beef stays strong or continues to push higher, whereas the cash Fed trade does very, very little. They just have not been able to budget. A couple things there, we've talked about this at length, but the packing capacity has been reduced because of COVID safety precautions. The feedlots are heavy front-end loaded as a result of the slow movement out. So we continue to see the feedlots struggle just to stay current. And that just removes any leverage that they would hope to have. And the packers are taking absolute full advantage. Profitability on the packers is estimated at $780 per head from the packers. That's just off the charts. And one would think the packers would be moving cattle as fast as they can. Demand is there, obviously. The consumer is headed into the spring and summer with a lot of pent-up demand for everything, and that includes beef. But we just have not been able to translate that into better prices for the producer, unfortunately. Now, I would think that pretty close, especially when you see these kinds of big moves in box beef, usually that's an indication of the market kind of topping out. Seasonally, we'd be looking for that as well. Normally, as you get into the heat of summer, you do see beef consumption tend to back off. That's from a normal seasonal perspective, but these last couple years have not been very normal. And it just remains to be seen how much pent-up demand is there. And, restaurants reopening, there's a great deal of optimism in the country, in the world, really. As long as we can just keep moving forward and keep getting progress against COVID, it does bode well, obviously, for the economy and the beef market as a tiny sliver of that economy. Rains across the southern plains are definitely shoring up some pasture conditions. Southern and central plains have had some nice shots of rain over the last few weeks. We should be seeing much improved grazing conditions across there. In the northern plains, I would think at least there are some rains forecast across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, of a couple inches, and locally even heavier. If nothing else, that should recharge some of these pasture conditions and at least slow down the movement of cattle off of the pastures, at least for now. Maybe it'll come in another wave if the dryness and the drought reestablish itself later down the road, but for now, at least you've got some rain and the grass will respond. So, you know, and you've likely already reduced your herd in the first tranche. So it's unlikely that you're going to continue to see that pressure coming into the auction yards off of the Northern Plains, at least for the next few weeks until we can see what the pasture conditions are. So that should support feeder cattle, at least in the near term. But again, I think that the correction will probably come in a couple legs up and take maybe the next 3 or 4 days, 4 or 5 days. But I do look for another leg down of both lives and feeders into the summer months. The feeder cattle index has seen some improvement as well. On Friday, we were up 72 cents at 131.03. So for 4 days in a row, the average has actually been in positive territory. So that tells us that we've seen this ship starting to turn around here probably a couple weeks ago. That downward momentum kind of waning. And I think you've seen the first wave of cattle come off out of the ranchers' pastures and corrals before they really get put on grass, just recognizing there's not much grass out there. But again, with the rain system moving through, that should slow down that movement. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.